Little over 4 minutes away from kickoff in the West Final, the Riders and Bombers on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Michael Ball and Drew Dalby are on the sidelines for us. Our sideline reports are for Ritchie Brothers. Thinking of selling? Book a Ritchie Brothers on the farm or industrial auction where everything sells regardless of price. There are a million great storylines in this game. How about Zach Collaros, the first quarterback in CFL history to start a division final, having been on each team's roster in that season? Amazing. As he brings the Bombers into Regina, and Cody Fajardo making his first career playoff start in the same season as his first regular season start. He is the first Riders quarterback to do that since 1954. Let's go down to the field for the coin toss.
The CFL logo will be heads. Winnipeg, you're the visiting team. It's your choice.
Heads.
Heads. The call is heads. Mark, your honor. It is a tail. Saskatchewan has won the toss. You'd like to receive? Which end would you like to kick from? Okay, switch them up. Saskatchewan's receiving. Have a great game, gentlemen.
So Saskatchewan wins the toss. They choose to start with their offense, put Cody Fajardo out there right away. They will go right to left away from the Maxtron. The Bombers will go left to right toward the Maxtron. And this one, coin toss brought to you by Raymore Yorkton and Watrous New Holland, working to keep more jingle in your jeans. Luke Mullender, three keys to the game. You mentioned physicality in the early one. Give me key number one, if you would.
No, key number one, most important key today. Football's foundation is based on violence and aggression and winning one-on-one battles. There's no way to avoid this today. The team that wins the more, that plays the more physical game and wins the line of scrimmage will win today.
Key number two.
Take away the big play. In all three phases, Winnipeg is reliant on big plays. That's 20-plus yardage on offensive plays and then things like turnovers and quarterback sacks on D. Take away their explosive plays and they're a much different team. As a matter of fact, they might struggle. They start to push. It's easier said than done, but it's a big part of what they do.
No defensive player has more sacks than Charleston Hughes. No defensive player has more plays at and behind the line of scrimmage than Willie Jefferson of the Bombers. Key number three.
Hey, for the first time, home sweet home. Rider Nation's renowned throughout the Canadian Football League as being one of the toughest places to play in. The squad needs the 13th man today more than ever. This crowd today has to be a distinct advantage. They've got to be loud and they've got to be relentless. And if you look at it from a football perspective, defensive linemen, secondary guys, we get to pick things off. We get to figure out their run keys and their pass keys if they have to communicate through the noise. It's important today, and what a day we have for Rider Nation to watch a football game.
If you're listening to us, even if you're not at the stadium, you are part of that 13th man. They need you as well. This is a game against the rival Bombers to go to the Grey Cup and take on the Hamilton Tiger Cats. A rematch of 2013. It would be in Calgary. Oh, boy. Riders choosing to start with the offense tells us that their wind conditions on the field are no problem whatsoever. And I love the fact, get Cody out there right away. It's a Coach Dickinson staple. Get the offense out there right off the bat.
Yeah, and to tell you the truth, there's probably also a little bit of keep the Winnipeg Blue Bombers offense off the field and make sure that they're not able to quiet the crowd right off the bat. Let's get the crowd behind us right away.
Luke's three keys to the game are brought to you by Brightwater Senior Living of Capital Crossing, opening early in 2020. Go to reginaseniors.com for more and to book a show suite viewing. Justin Medlock will kick it off for the Bombers. As we mentioned, they will go toward the Maxtron. Luchez Purifoy, the leading kickoff returner, and Marcus Thigpen standing just outside their own 10 to get this West Final started. For Vaterstad and CAA Saskatchewan, the playoffs are here on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Medlock playing some games, moves the ball over to the left hash mark. See if maybe he tries to keep this away from Purifoy. But Thigpen is not any less of a weapon. The kick is up, it is a low bouncing kick fielded on the fly at the 30, 35, the 40. It's Chad Jeter to the 50. Oh. Jeter took that ball on a line, returned it 20 yards, first down Riders.
Hey, defensive lineman's dream. I talk about this all the time. The main rule when you're a fullback in the kick return, get beat one, go get tackled, secure the football. Jeter does it, and the Riders start with great field position on their 50.
You always say you want the defensive lineman to lay down. Laying down.
You got to beat one guy, and then you got to go down.
Jeter, that was super impressive.
He's right up the middle. He's a little faster than I was in my day, though, I think.
Middle of the field, Shaq Evans out to the right side. First and 10, tight end and an H-back. Fake the handoff. Fajardo throws a slant, and Naaman Roosevelt caught down at the 50-yard line, 49 of the Bombers. First play and a first down Riders.
Yeah, and it's a confidence-building throw for Cody Fajardo, you can tell. As a matter of fact, I felt like there was a little bit of anxiety in the throw. And no doubt he got it to number 82 on a slant. But still, I think that's going to give him some confidence throughout the game and let him start to build, because you could tell he didn't put everything on that ball.
Shaq and Naaman are to the wide side. First and 10 from the 49. Fajardo pump fakes. Pressure coming, and Fajardo will be wrestled down. Looks like Drake Nevis has him back in Rider territory at the 53. That'll be a loss of about 8.
Yeah, the Riders need better from Phillip Blake here. Drake Nevis is one-on-one with Blake. He puts his hands right in the middle of Blake's chest plate, manages to shuck him off, brings down Fajardo, and now second and about 17 for the Riders.
Yeah, loss of 7. Shaq Evans one-on-one with Winston Rose near side. Four receivers out the other side. Fajardo looking to the field. Little hook caught by Corey Watson in Bomber territory at the 47-yard line. He is wrestled down by Derek Jones and friends. That will not be enough, near enough for a first down. And this, should they try to go for it, would be a 50-plus yard field goal attempt. So I would expect John Ryan will come on, and here he is.
And I'll tell you what, John Ryan, he was an all-star this year from the punting position, DT. We can't have rouges today. John Ryan needs to be at the top of his game. He needs to put this right near the corners, inside the 10. It can't go into the end zone. Field position is going to be a huge aspect of today's game.
Ryan did lead the league in punt singles with 12. Not a stat they want to lead the league in. Punting here from the 46-yard line. He's going to aim for that near sideline. It is up and spiraling, and it is into the end zone 9 yards deep. And they will call that a single point. 12:42 remaining in the first quarter. The Riders with a 1-0 lead. And to your point, Luke, a 1-0 lead they didn't necessarily want.
Yeah, it's not hockey, right? You want field position in this game. Again, when we talk about being the more physical team, that's where it starts. It starts by dominating field position, putting the offense in bad spots. And listen to this crowd already.
That punt nets them about 11 yards. If Michael Ball can hear me on the sidelines, let's go to Ballsy.
They open throwing the ball 3 times in a row, and Cody Fajardo on the sidelines looks no worse for wear, guys.
That's what we like to hear. Thank you, Ballsy. Ballsy's sideline reports for Ritchie Brothers. Thinking of selling, book a Ritchie Brothers on the farm or industrial auction where everything sells regardless of price. Zach Caleros drops straight back, throws completed. It's Rashid Bailey at the 45. That's just past the sticks and good for a Bombers first down.
Saskatchewan's in man-to-man defense, and McCray is on Bailey. McCray is also up near the numbers, about 15 yards off Rashid Bailey when he turns around to catch his ball from Caleros. Easy conversion. First down, Bombers on their 45.
The Riders defense, A.C. Leonard, Micah Johnson, Mac Henry, Charleston Hughes, the linebackers. Solomon Elamimi in the middle, Derek Moncrief, Cam Judge. As Kolaros in shotgun, looking to that field side, looking downfield, throws it up for Darvin Adams on L.J. McCray, just out of his reach, incomplete, and it'll be second down.
Wow, this is a fantastic job by L.J. McCray. He's playing the sidelines, and he knows he has safety help. So he gets to basically play under this corner route being run by Darvin Adams. He uses the sideline to his advantage, and also the fact that he's got a safety with him. No moss, no candy for Winnipeg. Second and 10.
Darvin Adams, 8 catches for 109 yards in the October game here at Mosaic Stadium. And he had that backbreaking 71-yard touchdown in the West semifinal against Calgary last week. Adams, the boundary wide receiver against Nick Marshall for second and 10. Here come 4 Riders. Flagged down. Going deep again. Dembski is open on Mike Edom and caught inside the 20. Edom.
Yeah, it's offside.
Wrestles him down inside the 10. A huge gain that Luke has made me a lot calmer about.
Yeah, this is an offside call here. Winnipeg was about 3 yards offside with one of their receivers. And it's going to nullify a really big play. And again, what are we talking about, DT? You can't let big plays happen here against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and they get away with one right here.
So they'll take it 5 yards back. If Dembski wasn't the one offside, this is still reason for concern because he was very open. Or
yeah,
if the offside had no reason, nothing to do with it.
Well, again, it's a communication thing in the secondary, right? When they're motioning all the guys that they are, you got to figure out, especially if you're a man, who you've got coming out of the snap of the ball.
As we see the replay, it was Dembski 3 yards offside, making Rider fans feel a lot better about that. Second and 15. Ball on the Bombers 40-yard line, 11 minutes to go here in the first. Rider showing six at the line of scrimmage. Here comes a seventh, dumped off underneath, and tackle missed, 45, and caught from behind by Solomon Elamimi at the 49. It's Lawler. He'll pick up 9 yards, but still third and six in Medlock to punt.
Tell you what, you got a missed tackle here on Lawler by Moncrief, and then you got your middle linebacker whose responsibility on that play was coverage on basically the other side of the field. And he makes an all-out effort play and stops a first down. Just fantastic job by Solomon Elamimi.
Yeah, but he's done.
He's blitzing here. And then he's coming back, making up for guys. That's just a fabulous job.
Remember when a GM said he was done?
Oh,
that he
man.
Was too old? Medlock's punt twisting and spinning in Thigpen at his 20, just outside the numbers, 25. He'll be brought down by Brandon Alexander and friends.
I think he's got to hit the right side of the field on there. There's been a couple times this year on film where Thigpen's had the right side and he hasn't taken advantage of it.
Luke and I are in the broadcast booth brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. Search it, watch it, bid on it. Buy it at McDougalBay.com and on the McDougal Bay app. 10-10 remains here in the first quarter of the West Final. Riders up 1-0, about to get their second possession on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Left in the first quarter of the West Final. The Riders with a 1-0 lead. Got a punt single on the opening drive. Held the Bombers to a few plays and out. The punt from Justin Medlock, 40 yards. 5-yard return from Marcus Thigpen. The Riders will start first and 10 from their own 26-yard line. It is... The atmosphere here, Luke, is fantastic. This is so great. It's quiet as can be when the Riders had the ball, but they were all over the Bombers' offense. Great to see. Double tight end formation, including Patrick Lavoie, first and 10. And they'll hand it off. It's William Powell, right side. Falls forward for about 5 yards. Looked like Steven Richardson there to make the tackle.
And right away, Lavoie gets in on the play. He's the tight end to the right side. Gets a good block on Jackson Jeffcoat. And it allows Thad Coleman to get up to the second level, get a hat on someone, and they get 6 yards out of it. Or sorry, 4 yards out of it, second and six.
Lavoie and Shepley come out for this second and six. I talked to Lavoie a couple days ago. I said, looking forward to catching or whamming the backside defensive end? He said, whamming is pretty good. He's excited to get some hits and some blocks. Second and six, four receivers wide, blitz coming at six and a seventh. Fajardo throws in the flat, high and incomplete. Intended for Corey Watson at the 31-yard line, third down.
Well, the Riders will be punting here, and I'll tell you what. Both teams coming out, putting their cards on the table. Nothing to hide. As a matter of fact, I was really surprised. Winnipeg didn't even try to utilize Andrew Harris in their first series. I would expect him to go back there here. But right there, the Riders made the right read, and if they had executed it, it would have been a first down. So that's a positive sign. A, Cody's throwing the ball well or seemingly without pain, but B, they're starting to pick up these reads, and all they need to do is get a little bit more accurate with the football.
Some pressure in his face maybe causing him to miss that throw. Third and six from the 30, and a chance for John Ryan to nuke one, but beware, Janarian Grant to return. He has 3 touchdowns this season. High end-over-end kick. Grant at the 37 inside the hash. And quickly down just outside his own 40-yard line. Won't get much on the return. Some nice coverage from the Riders there. The Bombers will start after the 36 net yards, first and 10, about their own 44-yard line. We will go to break. 8:52 remains in the first quarter for Quality Tire and Borgo Industries. The Riders leading 1-0 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 8:52 remains in the first quarter of the West Final. The Riders with a 1-0 lead over the Bombers. The Riders with their first two and out on that last drive. The Bombers about to take their second possession. Wherever you might be listening to this game, thank you so much for being with us. Derek Taylor and Luke Mellander, hit me up on Twitter, at DT on SC. Tell me where you're listening from. This team has an incredible reach. I'm curious where you're hearing our broadcast. Thank you for being with us. And go Riders, first and 10 Bombers. It'll be the first touch for Andrew Harris up the middle, bust through the 50. Derek Moncrief and friends, Solomon Elamimian, Cam Judge in there. Looks like a pickup of about 7 for Harris.
Yeah, and really too much here for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers if you're the Riders' defense. Drew Desjardins and Cody Speller do a great job. They get McKenna Henry off the line of scrimmage, and then Cody Speller gets up to the second level to where Solomon Elamimian's at. He gets a hat on him, and that's why the Bombers were able to get 8 yards out of that play.
Cody Speller, their backup center, with Michael Couture being out injured. It's a solid offensive line. The Bombers bring a real challenge for this front four of the Riders. Tight end to the right side. Two extra receivers there as well for second and 2. Chris Strebler in the game. Strebler's going to throw for Darvin Adams, trying to work Ed Gainey. Got around him and incomplete.
Yeah.
Almost made the catch. Looked really shifty from Adams, but incomplete.
And this is a great coaching call by Craig Dickinson, by Jason Shivers. They were anticipating this the whole way. Chris Strebler has hit a number of those plays where he fakes the run in short yardage and then they go over the top, because usually teams only have one safety or maybe none when they're playing man. That time, the Riders anticipated the entire way. Great film study by the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
We talked about it on the Sports Cage. Strebler's first snap against Calgary, drop back pass. This one forces them to punt on 3rd and 2, so great news for the Riders. It's Thigpen on the numbers at the 15, 25. To the 30, pardon me, Thigpen. He'll be brought down just across the 30-yard line. That is where the Riders will begin their third drive. Last week, it was Strebler in a sneak formation. Drop back to pass, ended up having to scramble. This time, he gets the pass off. 42-yard medlock punt, 15-yard return from Thigpen is a nice one. We will go to break for our friends at AGCO. 7:33 left in the first quarter. Riders leading 1-0 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 7:33 remains in the first quarter of the West Final. Riders with a 1-0 lead. TSN bringing out all the stops for this game. Skycam is here. There's a drone camera Maxtron side.
I'm not sure that's a TSN drone camera. I'm pretty sure that Bill Belichick is helping the Hamilton Ticats, and they're stealing signs right now.
Oh, boy. I can't wait for the conspiracy theories that you and I will put together in Calgary.
I can't wait to start spreading rumors.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. Great. Hey, did you hear Chris Jones to Toronto Argonauts?
Oh, of course. Why wouldn't they? Why would they not?
One of the many rumors we are attempting to start.
If the Riders lose today, we're going to blame that drone, DT.
I think you're right. No drone game so far. 3 receivers to the wide side. They'll bring Manny Arcedo across, and they'll run it with Powell. Powell made a man miss at the 34-yard line. Fumble ball's on the ground, and lots of Bombers are on it. And it will be Bomber football.
Oh, he was down.
Relieve my pressure by saying so. Willie Jefferson comes up with the ball. Came out of William Powell's hands.
He was down, though. I'm not sure. You got to do
dancing
a convincing
around
job if you're the offensive
line. That ball's
line.
Out, Luke. He put a hand down to keep his feet off the ground. That ball came out before his knees got down. This is going to be Bomber football.
Can't turn the ball over in the playoffs.
Oh, and that's not common for William Powell. And the first play of the drive, that is bad news for the Riders.
It's funny, too, DT, when Thigpen was returning the punt, I was like, hey, you got to tuck the ball a little bit better there. And, yeah, you can't turn the ball over. Turnovers are season-defining in the playoffs. We've talked about that plenty.
And weather's not a factor for this like it would have been last week.
No excuse.
Last week, Nick Arbuckle said, I had to double check to make sure I had the ball. It was so cold. Today is a perfect weather day. So just a drop by William Powell. And Zach Kolaros, 1st and 10 in Rider territory. It's Andrew Harris, the 30. He's got some open space. The 25, he made Ed Gainey miss and drags across the 25. That'll be a first down for the Bombers. A pickup of about 12 from Andrew Harris, the leading rusher in the CFL.
Yeah, more credit to Cody Speller. This time he teams up with Patty Neufeld. Neufeld goes and gets Solomon Elamimian, and Cody Speller blocks McKenna Henry, and Andrew Harris doesn't get touched to the second level. I'll tell you what, in the playoffs, you don't want the running back to get touched the first time at the second level, especially when it's by a defensive back.
Harris has 41 carries of 10-plus yards this season. That is the most in the Canadian Football League. He's the quarterback in this one. Little wildcat, and they got Kenny Lawler to jump offside. Then One of the Riders responded. This should be 5 yards against the Bombers. And trickery. They run from every angle, right?
Well, offside. Here's the thing.
Winnipeg number 89, 5-yard penalty, remains first down.
DT, I hope Rider Nation knows that was the crowd that did that. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers are struggling to get their cadence down.
Yep.
And all these trick plays where they take advantage of their ability to waggle, it came back to haunt them right there because they didn't know where they were in the cadence because of Rider Nation making all this noise.
Harris and Mike Miller in the backfield. Fullback fumbled at the snap. They'll hand it to Harris. He spins off, and he'll be stopped for a loss. Cam Judge, the most outstanding Canadian in the West, with the tackle for the loss.
Well, tell you what, we've given all the props to Patty Neufeld once. Here we're going to make Neufeld the GOAT. Pathetic attempt to block Cam Judge. Judge gets off the block easily and then goes and does his best Brian Urlacher impression. Takes down Harris for a loss, 2nd and 17.
A 2-yard loss on the Harris carry. Well done by the Riders. They're in field goal range at the Rider 30. The Riders need a stop. Nick Marshall pressing up on Rasheed Bailey on the near side. Rider showing a bunch. Here comes 6. Kolaros throws it wide to Nick Dembski at the 25, trying to dance around LJ McCray, but a sure tackle will hold him to a gain of maybe 4, almost 5. Third down, and Medlock comes on for the field goal.
This is an absolute tackling clinic, DT. LJ McCray could have very well sprinted down, taken a dive at the receiver's feet right here. And if he had, the receiver would have been in the end zone. Instead, he breaks down, makes the receiver make the move, and then gets him out of bounds with a form tackle. I'll tell you, the turnover was potentially detrimental. That was a win for the defense. They're only kicking a field goal.
A 32-yard field goal attempt. Strebler will pin it on the left hash mark for Justin Medlock, the best kicker in the league this season. It is up. And the kick is good. 4:40 left in the first quarter. The Bombers have their first lead of the game. They lead the Riders 3-1. We will go to break for Seedmaster and A&W. Riders get the ball, looking to change course from the fumble and the two and out that preceded it. Down 3-1 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 4:40 remains in the first quarter of this West Final. The Riders now down 3-1 after the Justin Medlock field goal that came off the William Powell turnover. I asked you to tell me where you were listening from. You've been flooding at DT on SC on Twitter. Mike in St. Louis, Missouri. Another Mike in Rome. And Monica from Edmonton. We appreciate you being with us. However you get our broadcast and however you love the Riders, we're happy to have you along. And Sheldon, somehow on the plane home from Cancun, is listening to us. It's a big team and a big deal and a big game against their big rival, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
All sorts of listeners. Not sure my mic is on. Good? Oh, well, first down Riders.
4 receivers to the wide side, including Patrick Lavoie. Shaq Evans, the lone receiver to the boundary. Here come 5 Bombers. Fajardo going for Shaq on a stop route, 47. Winston Rose with the tackle. Shaq put his foot in the ground, came back. Got the Riders a first down.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's the exact route that Shaq ended his test on. Instead, it was a dig route, but they wanted to see how he was breaking down and coming in and out of his routes. He does there for 11 yards, and the Riders move the sticks.
46-yard line, 1st and 10. Shaq, leading receiver in yards per catch this season, an incredibly important weapon, and so great that he's able to play in this game, fighting through that toe injury. Clear out the backfield, 4-man rush. Thrown for Shaq, who wasn't looking as he slanted across the field at midfield. Some miscommunication. It'll be 2nd down.
Yeah, and it was the right throw for Cody Fajardo as well. If he had held the ball a little bit longer, he might have gone to Marcus Thigpen, who had broke an out route. It's now 2nd and 10. Winnipeg doing a good job on defense thus far.
Fajardo, 3 for 5 now, passing. Haven't seen any signs of that oblique injury.
Especially with that throw.
4 receivers to the wide side. 1 will come in to block. Fajardo looking to that wide side. And he's going to throw the corner out for Naaman Roosevelt. Just out of his reach. Really nice coverage by number 25, Nick Taylor. And it'll be 3rd down, Riders.
Yeah, and Winnipeg's anticipating this the entire way. As a matter of fact, I think the Riders are going to have to get Kyran more involved on 2nd down, especially 2nd and 7+. There's 3 guys around Naaman Roosevelt, and there was almost double coverage on Shaq. So it seems as though Richie Hall has come in and said, hey, we're going to take your best players away in the situations you use them in.
From his 46, John Ryan on to punt. As we get down near 3 minutes remaining here in the first quarter, he's going to use a bunch of this play clock. 8, 7, 6 on the play clock. Taking his sweet time. 2, 1, the snap is good. Ryan's going to take this to the field, and he booms it. Janarian Grant, full sprint at his 8-yard line, slips at the 5, makes a man miss. The 2nd man got him, and a flag goes down. He's tackled about the 10-yard line. I wager this penalty goes against the Bombers, and yeah, Gary Johnson with a tremendous downfield attack.
Yeah, I think it's Briggs who's holding the back.
Illegal
of the jersey.
Illegal block.
Yeah.
Winnipeg number 34. Yeah.
Oh.
Half the distance to the goal. 1st down.
How do you like me now? A 56-yard punt from Ryan. 9 yards on the return. With the penalty, they'll spot this ball at the 5, and Ryan and the punt team will net 59 yards on that kick.
That's where you need them.
Oh,
man, listen to this crowd.
Pardon me, they'll spot it at the 3. How about netting 61 yards on that kick? John Ryan, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, your all-star punter.
It is Kolaros, a bunch formation to his right on his own 3-yard line. Showing blitz, they'll bring 6. Kolaros pumps. He throws Darvin Adams, has a couple of steps at the 30. Darvin's on the run, 50, 55. If Marshall doesn't get him, and he does. Fortunately,
yeah.
From the 3 to the 46, a 61-yard gain for Darvin Adams.
Well, I'm not sure.
Roughing the passer.
And 15 more.
39. 15-yard penalty, automatic, 1st down.
I'm Charleston not sure Hughes. What Nick Marshall's looking at here. Darvin Adams doesn't do anything special. They don't run any type of game with the receiver. Darvin Adams just runs right by him. Nick Marshall's watching him. As a matter of fact, he's got leverage on him. He's got the sideline to his weapon, but Darvin Adams just takes off, and that's what you get out of Zach Kolaros. You get a quarterback that can throw an accurate deep ball, and right now the Saskatchewan Rough Riders can't let them make the big play, and they've made them a couple of them.
Trying to see, get a look at Charleston Hughes getting dinged.
Well, he got low. That's why. He gets low down around the leg area.
He slips and rolls into Kolaros' leg. They're always going to call that if you meant it or not. 1st and 10 from the Rider 29. Handed off, it's Harris dancing. Pardon me, Nick Dembski dancing up the middle. He won't quite get to the 25. He'll have a pickup of about 3.
Yeah, but a lot of information gathered there as well for Zach Kolaros. What they do is they see the Riders, everybody committing to the run. As a matter of fact, the edge linebacker to their left overcommitted. And if Zach Kolaros or Strebler keeps that ball, whoever's on that linebacker on the edge on the left side next time is going to have to make a real big effort to get back out. Otherwise, they're going to get the edge, and they're going to take it for a 1st down.
2nd and 7 play. We'll get out to Drew Dalby on the Bombers sideline after this play. 3 receivers to the wide side. Darvin Adams is the 3rd man in. Riders bringing 5. Kolaros has time. He's going for Bailey in the end zone. Easy touchdown. Got in behind Luchez Purifoy and,
yeah,
pardon me, Kenny Lawler with the 1st touchdown of the game.
This is too easy against the secondary for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Zach Kolaros has all day to make the throw, and Lawler just runs by Luchez Purifoy without much of an effort at all from number 28.
And Zach Kolaros had words for every Rider defender he passed running down to the end zone.
Well, that's just too easy.
Somehow, Lawler, 5 touchdowns now in the season, getting behind Purifoy, and I'm not sure we expected to see this. The Bombers with a 9-1 lead.
Hold on, it's not somehow. He literally just ran by him. That's what happened. There was no effort out of Purifoy for some reason.
But,
and Lawler was just wide open. And again, Zach, two accurate throws, but again, big plays.
Yep. The convert from Justin Medlock is up and good. 110 remaining, 10-1. The Bombers lead it. That's, you and I, we do the Sports Cage every Monday and Friday on CKRM. The second the Bombers traded for Zach Collaros, I said it on the air many times, I get scared of this team now. Chris Streveler was nowhere near this type of passing threat. You add Collaros in and keep that running threat, this is an offense that scares me and right now is running things on the Riders, a 107-yard drive in two plays.
Well, two big plays. And again, the secondary got to get its act together here. This is a defense that came in here needing to sort of lead the effort from the front.
Yeah.
And so far, what we've seen, every play that has gone the Winnipeg Blue Bombers' way, even that penalty, right, that took off another score off the board, so far it's been breakdowns in communication and assignments in the secondary.
Drew Dalby is on the Bombers' sidelines. Dalby, you got to look at Zach Collaros getting whacked by Charleston.
Well, yeah, when Charleston went into him, into the left knee, you saw Collaros roll a little bit. When they had the next play downfield, he came up lame a little bit after the throw, but that light jog and some trash talk through the Riders and a quick check from the training staff, and he looks to be okay.
Thank you, Dalby. Purifoy at the 10. He's now at the 30. The 40, flag down. 50. Purifoy on a roll. Stripped and fumbles, and it's scooped up by the Bombers and fumbled again. And the Riders say they have it back at the 50. The flag is at the Riders' 40. Possession, whoever gets it, is at the Bomber 50-yard line. Ball
security.
Looks like
Thigpen got the ball at the end of the play here. It is going to the Riders.
That ball stripped out by Marcus Sales. The flag in the area of holding or an illegal block against the Riders. They needed to get that ball back because that penalty would not have negated a turnover right there.
During the return, holding, Saskatchewan number 32. 10-yard penalty, first down.
Alexander Gagne dinged for holding. Oh, Luke, that's two fumbles in this game already. We're not even through the first quarter.
Yeah, this team has not come out focused. They're 5-0 since 2017 coming out of the bye. And if they don't get their act together and they don't get their communication and their heads on straight, they will be 5-1 and not playing in this Grey Cup game coming up next week.
The touchdown drive, as always, brought to you by Ibarasa and Sons. When you're working your Barasa off, they're working their Barasa off. Ibarasa.com. First and 10 from the 14, under a minute to go in the first. Handed off, it's Powell. Dancing back, runs right into big Jake Thomas at the 16-yard line. Going to be a pickup of a couple for William Powell.
And I'll tell you, our keys are coming in tight here. We've got to win the battle on the line of scrimmage. Who's going to be the more physical team? And right now, it's the defensive front of the Bombers that aren't having their way with the Riders, but they're not exactly getting knocked off the rock either.
Jackson Jeffcoat, number 6 in the league in quarterback pressures. Willie Jefferson, number 1 in quarterback pressures, helping make up that front. 2nd and 7 from the 17. Fajardo looking to the short side. Guns knocked out of, is that Naaman Roosevelt's hands at the 24. Nice coverage by Kyrie Wilson getting over there. 3rd down
and
for the Riders.
Even if Naaman does catch this, he's getting lit up regardless because Winnipeg is assignment sound here. So Wilson knocks the ball down, and if Wilson doesn't get there, Winston Rose makes the tackle anyways. They're all over what Saskatchewan is trying to do here in the first quarter.
2nd, 2 and out for the Riders, and John Ryan will punt. This will be the final play of the first quarter, barring a penalty. Ryan punting from his own 17, could use a nuclear punt like he had last time. Janarian Grant standing at his own 36-yard line. Ryan waits for the clock to expire and then hammers one. Grant fading outside the numbers at the 35. Straight up field, 45. 50. He's in a pile of bodies at the 50-yard line. So Ryan able to flip the field. Thank goodness for the Riders. As the first quarter expires, maybe not what anyone here expected. For Conexus Credit Union, Sask Milk, and Redhead Equipment. we check out the scoreboard for Quality Tire. At Quality Tire, they know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. After one quarter of the West Final, the Riders trailing 10-1. We're back with second quarter action on the Co-operators Rough Rider Radio Network. Just about to start the second quarter of this West Final. The Riders down 10-1 on the Co-operators Rough Rider Radio Network. One sack in the first quarter. It was by the Bombers. Our quarterback sacks are brought to you by Mako. Had a collision of your own? Want to get it perfect again? Better get Mako. Derek Taylor and Luke Mellander in the broadcast booth. Brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. Search it, watch it, bid on it. Buy it at McDougalBay.com and on the McDougal Bay app.
I'll tell you what. I just tweeted out. My old coach used to tell me, hey, Luke, stop thinking. You're hurting the club. Riders need to settle down here.
Three receivers to the wide side. Kolaros fakes it to Harris. He's going to throw, but under pressure. He wants to dump it off. It's Harris. Moncrief strips it away at the 52. Incomplete. And it'll be second down. Riders getting some pressure onto Kolaros there.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think this feels like a down where you need a two and out. Feels like even a field goal here from the Bombers is going to put the Riders in bad shape. And I'll tell you what, this also isn't the defense you want to be playing when you're a couple scores down in a big game.
Agreed. AC Leonard providing the pressure on that one. He of 9 sacks on this season. Second and 10 from the Bomber 50. Harris in the backfield. They put three receivers into the short side. Riders rush 4. Kolaros has time. Has to reconsider. Jump pass to Harris at the 51. It'll be good for a couple yards. Kolaros improvising. The Riders do get that two and out, though.
This is better. Reason why Kolaros has to jump out of the pocket here and sort of make up a pass is because he's feeling a little bit of pressure up the middle. Not able to step up in the pocket. He needs to get to his left and find Harris, who's his only receiver that's open, and that's extracted pretty quickly there by Solomon Elamimian. They're punting.
Third down just outside their own 52. Justin Medlock, number 2 in the league in net punting, will whack this one. It hangs it in the middle of the field. Good news, but it bounces. Thigpen will have to field it. Under pressure, no yards. 5-yard flag down. Thigpen across the 20 to about the 23-yard line. He'll get a couple of extra yards for the penalty. But not great field position for the Riders as they resume. We're here for Capital Auto Mall and AGCO. Thank you to them for helping us bring you this West Final on the Co-operators Rough Rider Radio Network. Tina Henderson in New South Wales, Australia, I believe that says.
Whoa!
Valestrand, Norway on the Norwegian coast. Trent, thank you for being with us. Montclair, New Jersey. Sydney, everybody loves the Riders and wants to see Cody Fajardo lead a touchdown drive here. Tight end to the right-hand side. 4 receivers out wide. Lot of motion from those receivers. Fajardo looking across the middle. Gunning. Deep crosser caught by Kyron Moore at the 43-yard line. That'll be good for a pickup of 16, and that is a strong throw from Fajardo.
Yeah, and one of the things that we talked about is maybe having to get Kyron Moore involved. I said during special or second down, but definitely look to get the ball to your playmaker who hasn't been involved thus far. They get him involved there, and it's a first down.
16-yard pickup, Kyron Moore's first reception of the game, and that was a very encouraging throw. If you're wondering about Fajardo's condition, he had to hammer that ball on the crosser. First and 10 from the 43. Fake the handoff. Fajardo pumps. Goes deep for Manny, and it's incomplete at the 30-yard line. Good coverage from Nick Taylor again. Second down.
Well, not just good coverage, but a delayed blitz ran to perfection here from the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. I think that's Big Hill getting the pressure. He hits Kolaros before he can step in the throw, and that's why the ball was too far ahead of the Manny show, number 84. Second and 10 for the Riders now. And Winnipeg currently has all the answers.
Fajardo looks no worse for wear after taking that shot,
timed,
right?
Blitz by Big Hill.
Yep, got him in the ribs. Got him in the side, in fact. The opposite side of the injury. But Fajardo playing strong. 3 receivers short side. Bombers drop one out. Somebody is offside, so they flag it down. and Thad Coleman making very sure that Teadrick Hansen gets nowhere near his quarterback as they kill this play.
Yeah, the offside play is Kyran Moore.
Offside. Saskatchewan number 85. 5-yard penalty remains second down.
The second most penalized team in the league takes another one.
Yeah, Kyran Moore, for as small as he is and as many steps as he got to take, as he has to take to get 5 yards, he covers an awful lot of ground and awful quickly. I'll tell you what, that guy's a blur. Even though he was a blur on the other side of the law that time, it's now second and 15.
From the 38-yard line. Ticking down to 12 minutes left here in the second quarter. Riders down 10-1. They'll motion Shaq and Kyran to the boundary side. Whistle as the play clock is at zero.
Time count violation. Saskatchewan number 7. 5-yard penalty. Feet second down.
And Tom Valesi delivering the bad news. It's going to be second and 20. Cody Fajardo's converted the second 20 this season with his legs.
Yeah, against Toronto. Great.
Against Toronto.
Yeah. This is not Toronto.
We haven't seen him run the ball yet. We haven't really seen him get out of the pocket. Everything else has looked really good physically thus far. Three bombers coming. Fajardo steps up, has to change his mind. He's going to scramble 35, and he gets plopped down by Adam Big Hill after a pickup of a couple. Cody gets up like nothing is wrong. Physically nothing wrong, but it is third down and a million.
Well, one of the things about Richie Hall is he's good at taking away the long ball, especially, again, when you're a team that needs to make plays to catch up. And he's got the perfect coverage here. There is no wide receivers available, and now the crowd is expecting Dickinson to throw the flag out because they feel like they've missed a roughing the passer call, helmet-to-helmet hit from Adam Big Hill.
Cody loses some of those protections, right? When he leaves the pocket, you still can't
hit him. Yeah, he was going down, and Big Hill was just trying to make a form tackle. I'd be surprised if they called this. I mean,
he does appear to get him in the face mask, but to your point, I'd be surprised if any challenge comes out at this stage of the game. Ryan using all the seconds on the clock. And Ryan, a wobbling end-over-end kick to the wide side. Janarian Grant, 25, 30. Cuts back under a tackle, 35. And he'll be stopped to a return of about 11. And I didn't know I didn't know what to expect from Chad Jeter when he came back on your excitement, but there he is making another play downfield. Chad Jeter with the tackle, 49-yard punt and 11-yard return. We're going to go to break. 10:45 left here in the second quarter. Riders down 10-1 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Remains here in the second quarter. Riders down 10-1 in front of a sold-out Mosaic Stadium. Drew Dalby is on the Bombers sideline. Let's go to him now. Dalby?
The last time Zach Caleros was here at Mosaic Stadium, it took one hit to end his career as a Rough Rider. Today, the Riders have not been able to get a lot of pressure on Caleros, but when they have gotten in his face, he's been cool as a cucumber. Doesn't seem to mind, doesn't seem to have any sort of shock to him with the Riders D in his face today.
Thank you, Dalby. In the games against Calgary under pressure, Kolaros was 5 of 10 for a very nice passer rating. For his entire career, he's one of the best at keeping pressure from turning into sacks. That's continuing in this one. Handed off to Andrew Harris from the 36. Drops his head and pushing. He loves his yards after contact. He'll push across the 40 and some extra pushing and shoving. Looks like Harris will have a pickup of 5.
Harris running hard. Got those legs churning. Almost seems as though he has something a little bit extra in his tank.
He's not up for Most Outstanding Canadian. He's not up for the Most Outstanding Player Award.
Well, that was an outstanding run, though.
Because of his suspension.
Oh, that wasn't even me.
No, but to your point, if he feels like he's got something to prove.
It's today.
And that's what he's trying to prove. I am the Most Outstanding.
Yeah.
Second and 5 from the 41. The crowd giving it to Kolaros. Stands in, guns. It's complete at the 48. Down immediately to the ground is Darvin Adams for a Bombers first down. Should say the sideline reports for Dalby and for Balzi are for Ritchie Brothers. Thinking of selling? Book a Ritchie Brothers on the farm or industrial auction where everything sells regardless of price. Darvin Adams with the pickup of 8.
There's so much game left. But you're, again, you feel like the Bombers are just on the cusp here of something special.
And we haven't really seen much of their run game. Oh,
that was special, all right. That was a special offside and procedure call.
Yeah, three flags down for procedure. Yeah.
Winnipeg number 66.
You could really say procedure. Entire offensive line.
They say number 66, though. Stanley Bryant called for that. The snap hit the receiver who was coming across the formation, hit him and hit the ground. So the procedure call works in their favor because that would have been a free ball. First and 15 now. Bombers at their own 44. Three-man front being shown by the Riders. Mac Henry. Quick snap. Riders not ready for it. Going deep again. Nick Marshall in great coverage. And that ball is knocked down by the receiver, in fact. Kenny Lawler, the only thing that kept that from being an interception.
One-on-one coverage. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers tried to catch the Riders napping. As a matter of fact, they played it to the crowd. They acted like they didn't know what play they were running. And then they just went one-on-one versus Nick Marshall. Nick Marshall wins that one-on-one. And it puts the Bombers in a second and 15 in Mosaic Stadium.
You and I talked about it in the pregame. Lapo could put anything together. Paul Lapolis, the Bombers' offensive coordinator. Second and 15, four-man rush. Six men blocking. Gunned. Complete for Wolitarski at the 53. But then are they going to rule this came out? Either way, it'll be well short of a first down, and the Bombers will be forced to punt. They'll mark him down at the 54 and discuss whether this was a catch or the ground caused it to come out.
Well, you're starting to see the Riders' secondary settle down a little bit now, DT. Probably had a stern talking to from A, their leaders, and B, their coaches. Either way, right now the Bombers will be punting with Justin Medlock and Thiggy. I'm telling you, if Thigpen takes off to the left, then cuts back to the right.
Okay.
The majority of the time, there's a big play there to be had. Let's see if it happens.
From the 54-yard line, left hash mark is where Justin Medlock will punt. He's pointing as he's going to go to the left, but he's just as likely to cross it up. And he will. He'll take this to the field. Thigpen gets under it at the 11 on the numbers. 15, dancing. Flag down in the area of holding, and Thigpen will get almost to the 20-yard line. Same thing we saw in the three regular season games. Winnipeg can cover downfield. They have the best coverage team statistically in the league. We'll update you on the penalty when we return. For Nutrien and Young's Equipment, we go to break. 7:27 remains in the second quarter. Riders down 10-1 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 7:27 remains in the second quarter. Riders down 10-1. They will start this drive first and 10 from their own 8-yard line. Scott White listening on Sirius from UBC in Vancouver as he watches his son's soccer game. Ben White from Ramapo, New York. Ben, I hope I got that sort of right. And Richard Musterer in Athens, Georgia. The reach of the Riders is far and wide.
And my son Luther is listening on Alexa. As he hangs out
did
with
he say,
Mel, my wife.
Hey, Alexa, let me hear Daddy.
Hey, Alexa, play that annoying guy that's always waking me up out of my naps.
Luther? How could I be annoying to Luther? I haven't even met him yet. First and 10 from the 8. Fajardo looking to the short side. Two receivers there. Guns into traffic and caught. And who else but Naaman Roosevelt at the 25 for a first down.
Remember, all week we talked about this. I don't care if Cody can throw a 30-yard ball. I need him to be able to throw it on a dime and with some strength. That right there was a Cody Fajardo pass, 17 yards, first down to Naaman Roosevelt in traffic. Phenomenal throw.
And the Riders want to go quickly. Fajardo has them right up to the line as we get under 7 minutes to go. Four receivers out to the wide side. Powell in the backfield. They'll bring a blitz. It's five. Give it to Powell right side. In behind, Brandon Labatt. Not a lot of room after that. Powell will get to the 28-yard line. Call it a pickup of three.
Yeah, the only problem with that was that Chris Sales, because of the way they ran that play, Chris Sales ended up being the end man on the line of scrimmage at the second level. And Labatt had pulled and was looking to the inside where the linebackers were. So Sales gets in on the play at least, and it's second and seven.
Sales, a West All-Star at that halfback spot. From the 28-yard line, middle of the field, here come five Bombers. Fajardo has some time, deep and wide out to Naaman Roosevelt at the 40. Forced out of bounds by Taylor. Naaman Roosevelt has another Riders first down.
Now you got a little bit of momentum here. That's a 12-yard gain to the president, Mr. Allstate.
7 for 79 in last year's playoff game. Naaman's off to a great start already. He's one of four receivers out to the wide side as Fajardo relays the play call. Bombers put 6-7 on the line of scrimmage. They bring them all. Quick slant to Shaq and tackled immediately by Winston Rose. Pickup of 6 yards for Shaq Evans on his second catch of the game.
That was the right read, quick slant, because there's seven on the line of scrimmage, and it was also a fantastic job by Winston Rose, knowing that the ball has to come out quick. We talk about this a lot during the games. He knew the ball had to come out quick, and that's why he made the quick tackle, because he was able to play that slant without fear of anything getting beat behind him.
Second and four from the Riders 46 as we tick down toward 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Four-man rush. Fajardo has to readjust his feet. Guns it. Naaman into Bomber territory down at the 45-yard line. You're in good hands with Naaman.
Yeah, there's Allstate again. Number 82. Crowd's getting behind this effort. And one guy who's playing incredibly effective right now is number 7, Cody Fajardo. 18 yards to Naaman Roosevelt. He's been the safety blanket since they started this drive, now at the 5-yard line.
Naaman comes off the sideline, keeping his left arm and shoulder in tight to his body, and the trainer over to him immediately. Patrick Lavoie into the game, Dakota Shepley as well, as they go to a double tight end formation. Fake the handoff, Fajardo dropping straight back, gunning Shaq at the 30, trying to cut back. Alexander has him, trying to rip the ball out, but you're not taking that from Shaq. A pickup of about 18, and another Riders first down.
Well, it's almost as if when Naaman Roosevelt came off the field, they just said, Shaq, go jump into number 82 spot, because that's an identical crossing route. Shaq makes good on it for 19 yards, and the Riders finally showing some life here in the second quarter. This is a nice drive.
Shaq Evans' third catch of the game so far. The toe not appearing to pose him any problems. Tight end to the left side is Lavoie. Three receivers into the short side. Fake the handoff. Fajardo, pressure up the middle from Richardson. Running 25 and throwing complete at the 12. Fajardo complete to Kyran Moore. And another Riders first down with 3:30 remaining.
Pretty sure every single one of the 32,000 people that are here thought Fajardo was going to keep that. Instead, he throws it right as he was hit the line of scrimmage. They got 15 yards because of it, and they're knocking on the door.
And a whistle, and there's going to be a challenge.
Well, what they're going to challenge is whether Fajardo threw it over the line of scrimmage.
Which I was looking for it as he did it live. Couldn't tell where the line of scrimmage was. There's nothing to challenge about the catch.
No.
The catch was clean from Kyran Moore. The rule is you have to have any body part behind the line.
Winnipeg is challenging that the quarterback was past the line of scrimmage when he threw the ball. We'll review the play.
This is a good challenge by O'Shea. You may as well take it. It's a pivotal part of the game. It's the only time the Riders have managed anything positive on offense. Take your chance. Take your shot.
Yeah, you'd put them into a second and 10 situation at about the 27-yard line. We will take a break for this challenge, come back with the results. Command Center reviews are for Nelson Motors and Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Avonlea, Radville, Estevan, Redvers, and Oxbow. Visit them at nelsonmotors.com. We break for Flamin' Sales and Sask Milk. 3:13 remaining. Was Cody Fajardo across the line of scrimmage when he threw? We will check and tell you on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. I think we're going to get the call from the official on the Winnipeg Challenge. They want to know. They're going to have to wait for the TV to get back from commercial.
I'll tell you what.
Sorry, Luke. 3:13 left in the second quarter. Riders down 10-1. But on the eighth play in the drive, one that started at their own 8, they're now at the 12 pending this review.
I'm watching the TSN guy operate this the stadium cam.
The cable cam.
The cable cam. Man, this guy needs to be in the Army. Or the Navy flying drones. He's accurate. You should see him. I'd like to see him play a video game.
Not sure if referee Tom Valesi said something there, but now he's running back.
Well, the Riders are huddled up on the football, so.
Valesi signaling to one of his other officials and holding his hand near his microphone as we're going to get a call.
Maybe the mic, and maybe he talked, it's just we didn't get it.
Didn't pick it up, so Fajardo was not across the line of scrimmage for that pass. Winnipeg burns its challenge and a timeout, and the Riders go first and 10 from the 12-yard line. This will be the last play before the three-minute warning. Can Fajardo engineer a 102-yard touchdown drive? Four-man rush. Fajardo has some time. Gunning for Shaq. High and incomplete. Shaq is going to take a second to get up because he got one in the back from Mike Jones. That was a rough hit.
Remember what we talked about in pregame? I didn't care about Shaq being able to cut in and out of routes. I wanted to see how Shaq was going to do when the ball was up in the air, and that was an opportunity to win a jump ball there. But again, Fajardo put a lot of stank on it, unfortunately, and too strong for number one, who is clearly laboring right now.
Threw his hands and incomplete. It's a three-minute warning for Brett Young. Realize your yield potential with high-performing canola hybrids in the TrueFlex Roundup Ready and Clearfield systems from Brett Young. 2:54 remains in the second quarter. Riders down 10-1, but knocking on the door on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 2:54 remains in the half. Riders down 10-1, but going second down from the Winnipeg 12-yard line. Some points seem almost inevitable at this point. We're here for Sask Lotteries and Nick Service. Hello to Carlos online in Indianapolis. Says the TV is stuck on the NFL. Carlos,
yeah,
get that TV fixed. And
well, come on now. I mean, if he's listening to us and his TV's stuck on the NFL, he's got the best of both worlds, Rowan.
And Chris from the maternity ward, who says his wife is also listening. Push him out. Shove him out.
What a selfish wife having the baby on game day. Man.
Fajardo, four-man rush, gunning across the middle behind Watson. Caught at the five, pushing forward, and he'll be wrestled down at the five-yard line. That'll leave the Riders about third and three, and Brett Lowther is already running onto the field.
Just kidding about being selfish, by the way.
I
forgot what year we're in. Depending on his mentality, they might get triggered with that. But congratulations on the little one coming, A. And B, great job by Winnipeg holding. That was a long, long drive, and it ends in a field goal. If I'm Richie Hall and I'm the Winnipeg sideline, when these defenders come off, I'm telling them great job, because that was a tough spot they were in.
From the 8 to the 6, so a 96-yard drive. Impressive by Fajardo and friends. Brett Lowther now with the field goal. High snap, 13-yard field goal is up and good. 2:20 remains in the second quarter. Riders now down 10-4. On the sidelines is Michael Ball. Ballsy?
Hey, guys, you get a sense the last 5 minutes or so, and especially with that last drive, the Riders have knocked off that ring rust from the bye, and you got to appreciate what Brett Lowther's done. He kicked it for the first time with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go. He hasn't been on the field since warm-up.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely. And bouncing back from that 2-of-6 game last time out, coach said, no, full confidence in Lowther. You know, he can have the worst game, we believe.
I don't normally disagree with Michael Ball, even though I love doing it. But I'm going to disagree with him. This is a team that's 5-0 since 2017, coming off a bye week. They should have been ready and prepared, and they were not in the first quarter.
10-play drive ends in the field goal. 5:07 off the clock. Kolaros gives it to Andrew Harris, right side across the 35 yards after contact to the 41-yard line for a pickup of about 6. Lowther's field goal means $3 off any large pizza at all participating Western Pizza locations next Tuesday.
Yeah, and more information gathering. Harris gets 6 yards out of that. That was a good, tough run. But more importantly, Zach Caleros testing the edge of the Riders' defense. And once again, if he had kept that ball, I'm not sure that the linebacker was going to be able to get back and save his leverage point. Let's keep that in mind as the game moves on.
Second and 4. Ball just inside the left hash mark. Double tight end formation. Handed off on the end around to Mike Miller. Miller is going to have the first down across the 45 to the 47-yard line. A run play we don't see from them often. Solomon Elamimian with a tackle. It's a Bombers first down.
It's a good call. As a matter of fact, you say not very often. I don't think they've ran that play this year. This is an end around of Mike Miller from the tight end spot. And Thad AC Leonard, Jamarcus Hardrick just gets enough of his outside shoulder pad to render him ineffective when he tried to make the tackle. They got the edge and the first down.
This segment of the game for Quality Tire, Young's Equipment, and SaskTel. 1:50 left in the second quarter. Kolaros and company talking to the officials. Right now it's first and 10 at the Bomber 47-yard line.
Well, the yardsticks haven't moved yet, so.
Didn't see any flags, and now they signal first down. Whatever they were discussing has apparently come out fine. As we get a shot of Charleston Hughes on the sidelines, looks like he's wearing a little bigger elbow protection than we've seen in past weeks. 47-yard line, right hash mark as the Bombers huddle up, first and 10. They'll send three receivers into the short side. Darvin Adams, wide receiver to the wide side of the field. Handed off, it's Harris right side. He's going to be stopped for a loss. Charleston Hughes and Solomon Elamimian have him at the 45 for a loss of one, maybe two.
So Elamimian's got the outside. Charleston Hughes has the inside. I'm talking about the left side of their defense here. Charleston gets under Jamarcus Hardrick, and they bracket Andrew Harris about 3 yards from the line of scrimmage. That is an outstanding play by both vets and guys that they're going to need to lean on here, especially to finish out this first half.
Charleston with 50 tackles on the season. A tremendous year from him in addition to the sacks. Second and 12 from the 45. Chance for the Riders to get the ball back with some time. Four-man rush. Kolaros dumps it off at the 50. Darvin Adams, 55, drops his head, and he's down, and he's got the first down in Rider territory at the 50-yard line, a pickup of 15.
Well, this is probably a zone here, and Derek Moncrief is the guy that's going to give Darvin Adams the first down ability, because Moncrief goes with the man that's running in front of him.
Quickly to the line, Kolaros. Straight drop, looking to the short side, now on a roll. Pressure from Purifoy, throws it to Wolitarski's feet, incomplete. Just a throwaway, and it'll be second down.
That's a very good play by Luchez Purifoy. The Bombers didn't get anything that they wanted. They could have gone to the flats, it would have been intercepted. They would try to get up the line, or the hash mark, excuse me, that would have been picked as well. Second and 10. Huge second down here, because there's 49 seconds left on the clock. Still enough time here for the Riders to try to go and get some more points on the board.
Kolaros with that throwaway, now 9 of 13 for the game, 148 yards, a touchdown, and no picks.
It's been a responsible first half for Kolaros.
Darvin Adams, wide receiver to the short side. Solomon Elamimian creeps up. Five-man, four-man rushes. He drops out, fumble! That ball's on the ground, stripped by AC Leonard! It came out of Kolaros' hand, thanks to AC Leonard. That'll be a sack and a forced fumble. The Bombers did recover. Or will they rule it incomplete, Sean? They're going to rule it incomplete. It'll be third down nonetheless. A great play by AC.
Well, he's making a wide rush on Jamarcus Hardrick, and Hardrick has a good sense of his positioning here when it comes to Kolaros, but AC gets those long limbs out, gets his hand on the football at the last minute, and Winnipeg's forced the punt here with 43 seconds left and the clock that stopped.
Forgive me, they are ruling it a fumble because they bought the ball spotted at the Bombers 54-yard line. They'll march it a couple yards back, set at the proper spot, the 51. So AC Leonard, the sack, the forced fumble, buys the Riders a couple of yards. And with Brett Lowther having an enormous leg, they don't need to get too deep into Bomber territory. This could start with a nice return by Marcus Thigpen. 31 on the game clock. Oh, what a punt from Medlock. It's going to bounce at the 4 and into the end zone. Should get on as fast as he can to save some time. He'll kneel it down, give up the single point. The Riders will take possession at the 35. Flag down near the original line of scrimmage. And 19 seconds on the game clock. Sure, they have to give up the point, but starting at the 35-yard line would be great for the Riders. They would need maybe 25 to 30 yards to set up a Brett Lowther field goal attempt.
Well, and you're looking at Richie Hall, I think that Richie Hall is going to give him the middle of the field here.
Saskatchewan number 2. That penalty is declined. Aruja scored.
So I think that
interesting.
if you're the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, again, I think that if there's going to be any space up the middle here or on the field here, it'll be in the middle of the field, right around where the S is.
Yeah.
In Mosaic Stadium right now.
That is very interesting. They took the single to make it a 7-point game when they could have pinned the Riders very, very deep. The single, very important to the Bombers on that play. Very interesting. Fajardo, he'll hand it off to William Powell. Bust outside, 40, 45, 50-yard line. William Powell with a 15-yard carry. 13 seconds on the clock. Lavoie is stoked. And they're not far from field goal attempt range.
Got to get a sense of urgency here. They're on the line of scrimmage already, thankfully. Whistle blows.
12, in. 11, 10, 9. Got to get another play off to get a field goal attempt.
What are you doing?
6, 5, 4. The snap. They're not going to get a field goal attempt. Fajardo guns for Naaman, caught at the 40.
That's just...
And that would have been in perfect field goal range, but there are zeros on the clock.
That's horrible clock management by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And it's inexcusable. That's horrible.
And it's not the first time we have seen it this season. That is halftime. The scoreboard for Quality Tire. At Quality Tire, they know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. The score at half. The Riders trailing 11-4, but they showed some signs of life in that second quarter. Mitchell Blair, Rob Vanstone with the halftime show next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.